This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. We are in Wauwatosa today for our Lake Effect on-site series. We are recording in front of a studio audience at Birch, located right behind Camp Bar on North Avenue in East Tosa.
The North Avenue corridor is seeing a renaissance these days. A decade ago, many of these storefronts were either empty or overlooked. Today, there are restaurants, shops, yoga studios, and even pocket parks all along North Avenue.
Some of this has happened in the years since Kathy Eli became mayor in 2012. After serving as executive director of Wauwatosa Village's Business Improvement District, she's currently in her second term, and she joins us right here at Birch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and we're so grateful you're in Wauwatosa.
Mayor, we're sitting on a street that has really transformed. What do you think's made it possible?
Well, it took a lot of hard work. There's a lot, and there's some people in this audience who put a lot of hard work into that revitalization, and I want to, Meg Miller is here tonight. I saw her when I walked in. She was one of the residents in the area. This is really, this initiative was a resident-driven initiative.
As the mayor, how do you weigh creating the climate that makes this possible with the other needs of the community, making these thriving businesses, but also weighing the livability of a place for the people that live, you know, 50 or 100 feet on either side of North Avenue?
Well, I don't know that we've made it perfect, but a situation like this always comes forward, trying to find balance. And I've lived in Wauwatosa for 40 years. In fact, my first duplex is right north or south of North Avenue on 65th. And so I saw this area and how many times a number of us tried to revitalize it. But it really took the revitalization of the live local concept. And I think that's what helped turn it around. And of course, a number of the properties changed hands. And you get new owners in, there's new energy, a new excitement, and they really helped carry that along.
Well, this is very much an urban-suburban community. I mean, Milwaukee's not very far away. What are the unique challenges here?
Well, it actually, you know, other than the street signs changing, the types of homes, it blends very much. So it's exciting. I'm very much a regional believer, and we need to not worry so much about city municipal boundaries, but really support each other whenever we can. And so I think that's what's happening along Wauwatosa. So when one area gets stronger, it spreads and it helps adjoining areas get stronger. When the village got stronger and people wanted to move to Wauwatosa and open businesses, it was the time when North Avenue was ripe for that redevelopment. So it's exciting to see what's going on.
You're talking about believing regionally. Are there cautionary tales? I mean, Wauwatosa is a community like a number of other kind of inner ring suburbs, and many of them have kind of revitalized and fits and starts. Have you found cautionary tales from the experiences of other communities around the region?
Well, I think the thing that's unique about Wauwatosa is we were a city. Before, we did not build as a bedroom community of the city of Milwaukee. So we have that history. The village area was our original downtown. And so it's authentic. And we find that a lot of other communities are trying to create what we have here. And so I think that we have a stronger base in keeping this going.
One of the things you said, you just come from speaking about regional transportation.
Yes.
And that is of course a key part of development. It's so important for people to be able to get to businesses,
right,
to whether they're working or shopping. And so do you see that changing over time? Are people embracing more on a policy level mass transportation?
I see a hint of it. I've been part of the Regional Transit Leadership Council for 5 years now. I was one of the founding members. We pulled in some leaders, business, and elected leaders from Waukesha County, and we're working on getting other counties involved. And we find now that more people are paying attention to it because it's an economic issue. We have to figure out how to get workers to their jobs. So that's very positive. And Wisconsin desperately is behind. I mean, we desperately need to provide more multimodal options for people to draw people to moving to our state as well.
Can you think back to, you know, 6+ years ago when you took office and do a little compare and contrast the kinds of issues that were on your radar and that you were dealing with as you took office versus the kind of stuff that is on your plate today?
Well, I mean, well, North Avenue certainly was not what it is today. The village was in a big transformation. We were one of the communities that was early in the reinvestment time after the recession, when everybody had a pent-up desire to invest in a community. So our the amount of redevelopment we had going on was just overwhelming at times. I think right now we've had 6-7 years of significant investment here, and things are slowing down. The costs are going up, and I think the market needs to absorb some of the development that's been going on.
One of the pluses of development, of course, is an increasing tax base. It helps fund infrastructure as well as, you know, just raising property values for residents. But in more recent years, businesses have pushed back getting their taxes increased. Can you talk about what's known as the dark store loophole and how it affects communities like Wauwatosa?
Sure. This is another issue I've been working very hard, going to Madison quite often and testifying. It's really not that the taxes are being raised on these commercial properties as much as their challenges to say they're only worth what it would be if it was vacant. So what it ends up, if we lost every challenge that's going on right now in Wauwatosa, we would lose $43 million in property value. But that doesn't mean our city costs go down. So that ends up spreading that tax burden, shifting it over to smaller businesses and residents, homeowners. And so it's really, now I just got notice today that Governor Evers is going to put a proposal in his budget bill that will close the loopholes for the dark store and for the Walgreens. So we still have, we worked on getting a bill drafted, and it's sponsored by 37 legislators, bipartisan. And so they've all committed to continue to support it.
This seems like an ideal point to welcome another guest to the stage. Stay with us, Mayor Eli. But this gentleman covers real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's welcome Tom Dakin. So, Tom, how typical would you say the issues are that Mayor Eli is talking about in terms of what other communities around Milwaukee and Wisconsin are dealing with in general?
Very typical. I mean, most communities in our area, they all have to deal with the same things, especially older communities. Like Wauwatosa, as the mayor pointed out earlier, it's not a bedroom post-World War II community that it established as a bedroom community. It's existed since, you know, 1830. God, that old. I mean, so like Milwaukee and like West Allis and, you know, West Milwaukee, I'm running out of examples here. These are all communities that are older established communities. So as a result, they have older infrastructure, roads, bridges, things like that, sewers, water mains that tend to fall apart earlier. And they also have an economic base that was kind of rooted in the manufacturing industry that had to go through those transitions when manufacturing first shrunk. You know, the big first shock was like 80, 81, and then later in the 90s and continues today. So yeah, the problems aren't that much different. I mean, the biggest difference between a community like Wauwatosa and a community like Milwaukee is Milwaukee, of course, is frankly, that's where all the poor people live in our area. I mean, the poverty rate in Milwaukee is so much higher than it is in other communities, and that's a result of, frankly, racial segregation. I mean, it's really that simple. I don't think I'm telling anybody here. You're NPR listeners. You all know this, right? I don't have to explain this to you, so you know these things.
Well, at the same time that we're sitting here on North Avenue, a lot of Wauwatosa's retail story is one of malls. You know, both the old school contained indoor mall like Mayfair, newer developments like Mayfair Crossing. Why does it seem to be still working here in Tosa, but say struggling in other places?
Well, Wauwatosa's kind of lucky. In a way, it's more than luck, but it does have.
You're
the
welcome
luck
to weigh in on that, Mary.
It does have the luck of being sort of centrally located within the metropolitan area. So if you are Nordstrom and you're looking to build a store in the Milwaukee area, And at the point that Nordstrom came into the Milwaukee area, I think we were the largest metropolitan area in the United States that did not have a Nordstrom. Thank God that crime has been rectified. But Nordstrom, when Nordstrom wanted to come in here, they very naturally looked at Mayfair because of the, partly because of the central location relative to not just Wauwatosa, of course, but take the communities off the top of your head, Brookfield, Menominee Falls, thank you, Germantown, Waukesha, all within a relatively short distance. They could have gone further west out to Brookfield Square, but that would take them a little bit further away from some of those communities. That's part of it. I think another part of it is that Wauwatosa has done in the last decade or so a good job of encouraging development that has built up its tax base. I'm trying to remember, you were losing residents declining as late as the 2000 census, is that correct?
It's been going up since I've been mayor.
Yeah. but you know, you add apartments, as Wauwatosa has done, you add people, and you add tax base, and you add people who want to shop at stores like Nordstrom, and you always want your population to be increasing. You don't want it declining, generally speaking. By the way, that's why immigration's a good thing. It's a plus for the United States to have more people coming in here rather than leaving. Let's just explain that to people. Very quick explanation.
At the same time, let me jump in, maybe to both of you here. Is there a risk of, you know, living with retail and dying with retail?
That's why we need to make sure. Well, we have the medical complex. And that's what, although people complain about it creating a lot of traffic, it creates a lot of well-paying jobs as well. And so we need to build on that retail, that entertainment area, but also on creating really good jobs.
Has there been pushback against development in places like Wauwatosa, not just in terms of taxes like the dark store loophole, but among residents?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Change is hard.
And let me ask you this, because I'm curious as to your thoughts on this, Mayor. You had the creation of State Street
Crossing.
Station.
State Street
Station.
Station, thank you. You had that. And then you had Harmony Square, both within a few blocks of each other. So that was like 150 apartments at State Street Station, about another 30 or 40 or so at Harmony. And then when Klein Real Estate Development came in last year, they wanted to do about another 70 or so units, kind of in the same general area of the village area. Mm-hmm. And that didn't go forward. And what was the difference between that and those two other ones as to why that one didn't get
public acceptance? Well, it had more to do. We do a lot of planning in Wauwatosa. We have our bike ped. We have our village plan, our North Avenue plan, our Burley Triangle plan. And that really guides us in what we're going to put forth as development and accept. And that particular area it's got some traffic challenges that need to be corrected before we take up land that will limit the amount of flexibility we have in redesigning that intersection. Mm-hmm. So that was a major factor. And the neighbors were worried about it as well. But I think it ultimately came down to we didn't want to reduce our options.
Are you hearing more and more from residents who are looking at some of those newer apartment developments, not just in the village area, but out on your west side, for example, the Reserve at Mayfair, the 2100, who are looking at those and saying, are we doing too much? Are we getting too dense? Are we doing too much of this type of housing?
Well, I think that's always a question, and you never know quite when you get to that tipping point. But that's why I think the fact that there's a bit of a slowdown in development right now, and a lot of that is because the building costs are going up significantly.
Tariffs on aluminum and steel will do that.
Yeah. and yeah. Actually, I think it's...
I think I'm
I'm not
raw
going
raw materials, there. You know, right.
But I actually think this is a good little pause in time to be able to absorb what we have. Mm-hmm. We're finding that the occupancy rates are very high for the apartments, and it does give some people options who don't want to own a home. And
sure.
I think that's what Wauwatosa is all about. We have a lot of options in our housing and our lifestyle and our housing stock. So I think that's really important.
I'm just going to jump in quickly because we have to wrap up this segment, but I need to put you on the spot for a moment, and everybody loves it when they hear that. Your term is up in 2020. Are you thinking?
That's a year from now.
The math is good. Your future is still as. Are you thinking of running again?
That's a year from now.
Fair enough.
In a year, we'll come back.
We'll do this show right back here in a year.
Exactly.
She's the only person in public office who's not declared a candidacy for the Democratic nomination for president. Right here, the only one in America.
Right here.
I swear to God. I mean, the mayor of South Bend, for God's sakes, is right.
That's because I'm not affiliated with a party.
Right.
Well, Kathy Eli, the mayor of Wauwatosa, thank you so much for coming in and joining us here on Lake Effect tonight. And Tom Dakin covers real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks to you as
thank
well.
Thank you.
Great fun. Thank you for being here.